The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. This time of year in 1776, the American Army was battling for its life. A devastating defeat at Brandywine in September had threatened to destroy the Army's resolve. In that one battle, nearly one-fourth of our Army was killed. The rest of the fall, General George Washington had worked hard to inflict damage on the vastly superior British force, yet stay out of a full frontal battle, which he was sure to lose. As winter drew near, fewer and fewer of the men had re-enlisted to fight for the liberty of the young American nation. In a few days, it would be Christmas. If Washington could not work a major victory before the first of the year, his army would almost surely disintegrate. But the truth was, he had little with which to fight. Not only was he short on soldiers, he was even shorter on supplies and ammunition for his ragtag army. It was then he decided on one of the boldest moves of the war. He would attack the British force at Trenton, hoping to free New Jersey from British control, and in so doing greatly boost the morale of his men and the American people. But it was a bold gamble. The weather, lack of supplies and munitions, plus the very well-supplied and entrenched British force, all meant it would take the help and protection of God Almighty if this effort was to be successful. Abbott, in his biography of Washington, says, quote, "One can imagine the fervor with which he pleaded with God to come to the aid of his little army. If he lost, Americans would live as slaves to a tyrannical King George. He himself would most surely be hung, if he could even survive the battle." Knowing all this all too well, Washington made his move on Christmas night, 1776. Risking all, he entered one of the lead boats as 2,500 of his men began to cross the Delaware River. Carefully picking their way through huge chunks of ice in the river, they landed above Trenton, hoping to catch by surprise the German soldiers which had been hired to fight for the British government. A raging storm of rain and sleet drove the British sentries inside, helping to cover the Americans' approach. Because his artillery was delayed by the storm, though, Washington waited until 8 a.m. on the 26th to attack. The German army, many with hangovers from the party the night before, was caught totally off guard. The 45-minute battle ended in Washington's complete triumph. Henry Knox, one of Washington's leading officers, described the battle as follows: "The hurry, fright, and confusion of the enemy was not unlike that which will be when the last trumpet will sound." Washington captured 1,000 British prisoners, 1,000 muskets, 6 brass field pieces, and a great amount of powder and shot. Henry Knox's summary of the battle revealed a faith that was then common to Americans. He stated, "Providence seems to have smiled on every part of this enterprise." Washington's courage and prudence in crossing the Delaware was rewarded by the way this battle greatly lifted the spirits of his army as well as all America. Washington lived out the Bible command to be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses commanded. Do not turn from it, that you may prosper wherever you go. Are we living this command as George Washington and his army did? Are we teaching our children to live that way? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, our American Heritage seminars, and the revival meetings we lead, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.